From Spark and Anvil and InkQuest, this is Column in Chapter 1 of the InkQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Column is a penguin tween in crisp black and white, and she is very fond of keeping things that ought to be separate, separate. She wears a two-pocket vest, the left pocket labeled What Happened, the right labeled What I Think, and she never, ever lets a note from one pocket sneak into the other. Where she's from, mixing them up is the worst mistake a reporter can make. Column teaches the fact versus opinion line. There are two different kinds of true, she says, waddling. What happened, that's a fact. Anyone who was there would agree. And what I think about what happened, that's an opinion. Smart, honest people can disagree. Most trouble in the news, she says, comes from smushing them together, dressing an opinion up as a fact, so the reader can't tell they're being argued at. A fact is a gift to the reader, Column says. An opinion snuck in disguised as a fact is a trick played on them. My whole job is to keep the line clean, so the reader always knows which is which and gets to make up their own mind.
Column grew up on an ice shelf where her family were the black and white keepers, penguins famous for telling always exactly where one thing ended and another began. And young Column learned the danger of a blurred line the hard way. She'd written up a village meeting, and without noticing, she'd let her own feelings leak into the report. The council foolishly wasted the whole evening. It read like a fact. It wasn't. It was her opinion that the evening was foolish and wasted. And a reader who trusted her facts swallowed her opinion right along with them, never knowing they'd been handed an argument dressed as a report. Her grandmother, an old penguin, gone silver at the edges, set her straight. You slipped your think into your happened, she said, and you didn't even feel it happen. That's how sneaky it is. The reader trusted you to tell them what occurred. Instead, you told them what to conclude and hid it so they couldn't argue back. That's not reporting, little one. That's steering in disguise. She tapped Column's two pockets. Have your opinions. Everyone does. And a good, honest opinion, clearly labeled, is a fine thing. But keep it in its own pocket. Say, here is what happened, plainly. And separately say, and here is what I think, clearly marked. Never let the reader mistake the one for the other. Their mind is theirs to make up, not yours to make up for them behind their back.
When Column turned 12, she waddled to InkQuest. Carrot, the head mentor, met her. What is the fact versus opinion line? Column patted both pockets. It's this, she said. What happened goes in one place, plainly, so the reader can trust it. What I think goes in a separate, clearly labeled place, an opinion column, a marked review, so the reader knows it's an argument, not a fact. You never blur them. Because the moment an opinion wears the costume of a fact, the reader loses the power to disagree. And giving them that power is the whole point of honest news. Carrot smiled. You are appointed.
In her tidy black and white workshop, Column loves to show the difference. Watch. She holds up a sentence. The mayor's terrible new rule ruined the market. Feels like a report, right? It's packed with opinion. Terrible. Ruined. Who says it's terrible? Who says it's ruined? That's the writer's think, smuggled in as happened. She rewrites it in the left pocket's voice. The mayor's new rule changed the market hours. Some sellers say they've lost customers. That's what happened. Checkable, fair, no hidden argument. Then she pulls a page marked clearly opinion and writes in the right pocket's voice. In my view, the new hours are a mistake. Here's why. And that's an opinion, wearing its own name out loud so you know to weigh it, not just swallow it. Then she teaches the tells. Loaded words, terrible, brilliant, ruined, wonderful, are usually opinion in disguise. Clearly, obviously, everyone knows, try to sneak a conclusion past you. A fact can be checked and would survive an argument. An opinion is a judgment honest people can dispute. And the rule, she says firmly, have your opinions, just label them, and never address them as docs.
Isn't it fine to just tell people what to think? A student asked her once. Colum shook her sleek head. Not in the news, it isn't. It's just, is this what happened, or what I think? If it's think, does it wear its own name? Keep the line clean. She looked at her two neat pockets, each holding only what belonged in it, and felt that crisp, clean satisfaction she always felt when the line was sharp. Not the cheap pull of steering a reader where she wanted them, but the deeper, quieter respect of handing them the facts straight and trusting them to think for themselves. There was a warmth in that respect, she found. Treating the reader as someone smart enough to make up their own mind once you gave them the clean truth to do it with. Keeping happened and think in separate pockets was, to Colum, the plainest way there was of respecting the person on the other end of the page. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Colum. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.